الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، تسجيلات دار السنة السلفية في لندن يسرها أن تقدم لكم هذه المادة. نسأل الله عز وجل أن ينفع بها الإسلام والمسلمين.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثات بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. أما بعد، So inshallah ta'ala, we continue from last week as relates to Al-Qaid al-Muthla, these exemplary and precise principles as it relates to the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We've mentioned previously the importance of this topic, the station of this topic in the deen, and then we started the first of seven principles as it relates to Allah's names, as it relates to Allah's names. What was the first principle? Asma'ullahi kullaha husna. And that is, all of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's names are beautiful and perfect. What do we mean by husna? Perfect and complete. Yani, is there end to it? Is there an end to its perfection? Ghayatu husn. Ghayatuhu. Yani, it's indefinite, it's absolute, it's indefinite beauty. Okay. And then we mentioned from the kalam of Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, rahmatullahi alayhi, as it relates to certain principles regarding his names. I'm not going to ask you for those principles, I'm going to ask you questions as it relates to certain names and whether it's permissible to call Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala these names. Is it permissible for us to call Allah the speaker? Why not? Because speaking does not necessitate perfection, and there is a possibility of naqs. There is a possibility of deficiencies. From what angle is there deficiency? Somebody can speak the truth, and somebody can speak falsehood. So therefore, we do not attribute or that name or connect that name to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Walakin we say, kallamallahu Musa taklima hatta yasma kalama Allah. That we affirm that Allah speaks. Allah has the action of speaking, and his speech is heard and read. But we do not say he is a speaker, because it's not husna. Can we say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the humiliator? Can we say that Allah is the humiliator, al-mustahzi? Can we say that? Why not? Why can't we say that Allah is the humiliator? Ahsant, because you can humiliate someone by oppressing them, and Allah is free from that. But rather, how do we use the word? We leave it general or we keep it muqayyad? Muqayyad. Okay, plotter. Do we say that Allah is the plotter? We don't say that Allah is the plotter. But rather we say Allah plots against those who oppress and those who oppose Allah and His Messenger. Where it's muqayyad, where it's specific. It's not general left like that, but rather it's specific for those who oppress and oppose Allah's deen. Naam. Is it permissible for us to say Allah is the wanter? Or the one that want, the wanter, if it's correct. Al-Murid. Huh? Is it permissible to say that? No, why not? Because wanting can be what? Negative, and somebody can want to hurt you. Sahih? Is that positive or negative? It's negative. And somebody might want to help you. And that is positive. Because of this possibility, it's impermissible to say Allah is Al-Murid. It's impossible. It's impermissible to say Allah is Al-Murid. Okay, Al-Fa'il. Al-Fa'il, the doer. Can we say Allah's name is the doer? Huh? No. Why not? Because someone can do something good and someone can do something bad. And because generally it's not what? It's not husna. It's not husna, meaning it's not perfect. It's not a perfect name. And it's not absolute as it relates to beauty. It's beauty. So therefore it's impermissible for us to attribute or call Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala these names where it's not 100% and indefinite beauty and perfection. The second principle. قال المصنف رحمه الله تعالى القاعدة الثانية أسماء الله تعالى أعلام وأوصاف أعلام باعتبار دلالتها على الذات وأوصاف باعتبار ما دلت عليه من المعاني. This principle is the second principle in Qawaid al-Muthla. The main rux, or the title you can give to this principle, is that Allah's names are titles and descriptions. Allah's names are both titles and descriptions. This is the fundamental sentence in this second principle of Allah's names. That Allah's names is titles and descriptions. We're going to deal with this as it relates to this principle with some points. Okay, we're going to summarize it in points, inshallah. The first point is, what do we mean by titles and what do we mean by descriptions? We mean by title that if we say, we give Allah the title that He is Ar-Rahman, that He is what? Ar-Rahman. That is His title. And that title has what? Meanings. Ma'ani. That title has meanings, and it's Allah. Those meanings are attributed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when we say Ar-Rahman, we are saying His name is the most merciful, but also He has the attribute of mercy. But also He has the attribute of mercy. He has the attribute of mercy. Okay? But this is only applicable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it's also, as for the creation, it's applicable to only Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah. In that, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's called Ahmed. He's called what? Ahmed. Which means that he praises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and praises Him subhanahu. So he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this regard has a title and the description, he's attributed to that description. He's attributed to that description. That's his name, Ahmed, and also the meaning of Ahmed, which is the one who praises Allah, is attributed to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As for other than him from the creation, you can have an individual called Ahmed. His name is Ahmed, but in reality he was Akfar. His name is Ahmed, but in reality he is Akfar. Meaning that his name, his title is Ahmed, but he doesn't fit the description. So his name is Ahmed, but he can be the most disbelieving of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But as for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Alim, the All-Knowing, he has the name, the All-Knowing, and he has the description of ilm. Has the description of ilm. Like we have individuals who call themselves Muhammad, other than the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that individual, his title could be Muhammad, but he could be Muthamman. His name could be Muhammad, yani the meaning of Muhammad, the title is an issue. As for the description or the meaning that comes from the name, the meaning is the one that is mentioned in good light. The one that is mentioned in good light and spoken well of. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's name is Muhammad, and he's spoken well of by the Malaika. Naam? And so forth. And his good names and good attributes have been attributed to him sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is Muhammad with title and also in description. But as for other than him, you have people who are called Muhammad and they are spoken ill about. They're not praised, they're not commended. Either through sins or through innovation and so forth. But as for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, huwa as-sami', He is the all-hearing, His title is all-hearing, and His description, He has what? Attribute of? Sama', attribute of hearing. That's point number one. Point number two is the statement of Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen, rahimahullah ta'ala, in the Qawaid, where generally he's mentioned the first sentence. Don't write this down, I'm just explaining something. He's mentioned the first sentence, and then after that he brings examples and clarification to explain that. I've given you the ruts of the matter, and that's the main issue, and that is the first sentence, point number one and so forth. Point number two now, may Allah preserve us all, is a statement of the Shaykh, وَإِنَّمَا قُلْنَا بِأَنَّهَا أَعْلَامٌ وَأَوْصَافٌ لِدَلَالَةِ الْقُرْآنِ عَلَيْهِ. You see, Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen, he said, verily we say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's names are titles and are descriptions because of that which is proved in the Qur'an. So Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen is giving tarbiyah to the student of knowledge. And that is that this principle is taken from the book of Allah. It's not taken from his pocket. He's taken it from the book of Allah, and he's mentioned this principle because the Quran proves this. And then, this is also point number two, he brings the evidence of this in the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَهُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. And then he says, وَقَوْلُهُ وَرَبُّكَ الْغَفُورُ ذُو الرَّحْمَةِ. He mentions two verses. The first one in Surah Yunus, verse number 107. Where he says, and he is the oft forgiving and the bestower of mercy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned he, yani the name, his name is the oft forgiving, and his name is what? The bestower of mercy. And then he says, وَرَبُّكَ الْغَفُورُ ذُو رَحْمَةٍ. And your Lord, the oft forgiving, is one that has mercy. And these two verses, do they sound different? Sahih Allah. They sound different, yes or no? The first one is the names. He is the oft forgiving and the most bestower of mercy. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in another verse, and your Lord is oft forgiving, the one who has mercy. Are they the same or different? They are the same. And this is from the fiqh of Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen, rahmatullahi alayh, as Shaykh Ubaid has explained. And that is that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the first verse in Surah Yunus, verse number 107, that He is the oft forgiving and the one, the all bestower of mercy, in the name Al-Ghafoor is the attribute of forgiveness. And in the name of Ar-Rahim is the attribute of what? Rahmah. So He's mentioned His names, but within our meanings, because for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is titles and description. So His name is Al-Ghafoor and He has the attribute of forgiveness. And His name is the most bestower of mercy and He has the attribute of what? Huh? Mercy. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in another verse, in Surah Al-Kahf, verse number 58, وَرَبُّكَ الْغَفُورُ ذُو الرَّحْمَةِ, and your Lord is the oft forgiving who has mercy. Is there any difference between the two verses? No, because when Allah says Ar-Rahim, it means Dhu Rahmah. When Allah says Ar-Rahim, the bestow of mercy, it means the one that has what? Mercy. So he has the attributes and the description of mercy. He has a description of mercy. So that's the istidlal point number two that Ibn Uthaymeen rahmatullah alayhi mentions. Point number three. He said, وَبِهَذَا عُلِّمْ دُلَالُ مَنْ سَلَبُوا أَسْمَاءَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى مَعَنِيهَا مِنْ أَهْلِ التَّعْطِيلِ وَقَالُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ تعالى سميع بلا سمع وبصير بلا بصر والعزيز بلا عزة وهكذا وعللوا ذلك بأن ثبوت الصفات يستلزم تعدد القدماء وهذه علة عليلة بل ميتة. The Shaykh mentions, which is point number three, he says, and by this, by what, Ikhwan? By that which is what? Preceded, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has what? Huh? Titles and his names are titles and descriptions. And by this, yani by having the knowledge of this, it's known the deviance of those who remove the meanings of Allah's names from his names. They remove the meanings. They make the meanings devoid. They say Allah is the, he hears without no hearing. Or he sees without no vision or sight. Or he is mighty without no might. Wahakada. And what? Why do they say this? These deviant individuals. They say this because they say if we affirm all of the sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we affirm all of his attributes, it means that we're saying there are many deities. They're saying it means there are many deities. Who are the fundamental holders of this opinion? The Mu'tazila. Who said Mu'tazila? Ahsant. It's the Mu'tazila. It's who, Ikhwan? The Mu'tazila. They affirm the names of Allah and they negate his what? His what? Attributes. Which means in reality, Ikhwan, that the Mu'tazila, they affirm the titles and they negate the description. They negate the description. And there's a story here which is mentioned by Shaykh Al-Alama Ubaid Al-Jabiri Hafidhullah Ta'ala as it relates to Bishr ibn Ghayath Al-Marisi. Now Bishr ibn Ghayath Al-Marisi had teachers who were upon istiqamah. He had teachers who were upon istiqamah like Hamad ibn Salama and Sufyan ibn Uyayna, but he deviated. So they're no longer his shuyukh. Because as Shaykh Rabi' Hafidhullah Ta'ala, he mentions, if you're not upon the methodology of your shaykh, he's not your shaykh. And Bishr al-Marisi was one of the heads of the Mu'tazila. He became the heads of the Mu'tazila as he negated the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how did he negate the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Who can tell me? How did he do that? What did he say? What do the Mu'tazila say? They affirm the what? They affirm the names or titles within the names, but negate the what? The description. They negate the what? Description and meaning. Naam. Absolutely. And we're going to get to that, inshallah. Ahsant. Okay, so the Mu'tazila had this. Aqidah. Now, Bishr al-Maraisi, this individual, he came across an army, a general person. A general person from the Muslims, not a scholar, not somebody of ilm, somebody who is still upon the natural disposition, the fitrah. He came up to him and the individual heard Bishr al-Marisi saying that Allah is Allahu alimun bila ilm, sami'un bila sama', wa basirun bila basar. He said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all-knowing with no knowledge. All seeing with no, all hearing with no hearing. And all seeing with no sight. And this Arabi, this Bedouin, he came across and he heard this. And he said, ذَاكَ رَبُّكَ أَنْتَ يَا بِشِرْ أَمَّ رَبُّنَا فَلَيْسَ بِذَلِكَ. He said, that's your Lord. That is your Lord. As for our Lord, he's not like that. This is an army.
This is a general person, not a scholar, refuting him. Shows you how weak bid'ah and following the desires is. Which is why Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, "Utu zaka wa lam yu'tu zaka." That they've been given brains or faculties of thinking, ways to conceptualize things, but they weren't given purification. So all of the ayat that Bishr al-Maraisi memorized, and all of the hadith, and all of this and that, it didn't benefit him because he was corrupt inside. He wasn't given the purification. And this general person, this Ammi, he taught him the aqidah of the Salaf. He taught him the aqidah of the Salaf. Point number three is a refutation on what they say. And what did they say? What did the Mu'tazila say? But they said that if you affirm the attributes, what does it mean? Huh? If you affirm the attributes, you're affirming more than one deity. So they're trying to accuse the people of Sunnah of Shirk. If you affirm that Allah has rahmah, if you affirm that Allah has ilm, if you affirm that Allah has sifat al-sami', Allah has sifat al-basar and so forth, that you're saying that there's more than one God. That Allah is more than one. That Allah is more than one. Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen mentions a few refutations regarding this. We're going to deal with one of them, and we're going to deal with refutation against this through the text, through the nas, through the Quran. We're going to deal with it through the ijma' of the people of Logha, the people of the linguists, the Arab linguists, and we're going to deal with it with refutation intellectually. As for that which is not Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, "Inna batasha rabbika la shadid." That verily the grip of your Lord is severe. "Inna huwa yubdu wa yu'id." He's the one that creates and brings back. "Wa huwa al-ghafurul wadud." And He's the oft what? He's the oft forgiven and the one that has all-encompassing love. So here, Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen mentions this proof and shows that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given Himself Rabb. He says that He's what? He's the Rabb, that He's the Lord. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given Himself Sifat. He said that He is oft forgiven and that He is what? He's what? He shows what? Love, which shows that He has the attribute of love. And Allah has given Himself these, but yet this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala giving Himself does not negate His Tawheed. Does not negate His Tawheed. And as for the second proof that we're going to use against this, we said it was what? The Logha. And that is that the ulama of Logha, the people of Logha, the ulama has said that if anyone has been attributed or given a name or an attribute, that the meaning goes with it. That the meaning goes with it. So you cannot say he hears, but he hasn't got hearing. You cannot say that an individual sees, but he doesn't have sight. This is ijma. This is a consensus amongst the people of the linguists. And that is that if you're going to affirm hearing for an individual, that means you're affirming what? That he has this attribute of hearing. And if you're saying that he sees, he has an attribute of sight and vision and knowledge, that he has an attribute of knowledge and so forth. So that's a refutation against them as it relates to the consensus. As for intellectually, Shams, describe Anwar. You don't know how he looks. He's Sifat. Don't tell me he's beautiful and everything. Yeah. He's tall. Okay. Character, yellow. Okay, he's tall, brother. So, number one, he's what? He's tall. Huh? What else? He's character, Yanni. Yeah. He's a good brother. Gentle. He has knowledge. He hears. He speaks. He sees. How many Anwars are there in this room? There's one Anwar in this room. Okay, if you say that this is permissible for Anwar, that he can have all of these beautiful sifat, and he can have all of these beautiful attributes, and you say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can't have them, to suit His Majesty. This is oppression. This is what? Oppression. Exactly. Now, Kevin, look in this jamit. Yeah, exactly. So this in is intellectually is a refutation against the Mu'tazila. And if you, for example, was describing one car, your car, you have one car, you say that is blue, it has what? Oh, give me some sifat of a car. He has leather seats. What else? Four wheels, alloy, everything, this and that, but it's still one car. وَلِلَّهِ مَثَلُ الْعَلَى. And for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the best example. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the all hearing, and He has hearing and has sight and has knowledge, and is وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ اللَّهُ صَمَدْ. Say that Allah is one, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Himself sifat afterwards and names. So this is a refutation against the Mu'tazila as it relates to that. As it relates to that. I'm summarizing everything here, Juan, so we can finish inshallah soon, so you can go to Appleton and benefit from the dars there inshallah. Okay, the next issue that Sheikh mentions, point number five, and this is the final point. So we're going to mention 5 points today. The final point is the statement of Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen rahmatullahi alayhi, وَبِهَذَا أَيْضًا عُلِّمْ علم أن الدهر ليس من أسماء الله تعالى لأنه اسم جامد. And that which is known by this, by what, Ikhwan? By what? How do we know what is known? That Allah has names and descriptions, and having many description does not necessitate many deities. When this is known, أيضًا as well. It's known that Dahr, which is time, is not from the names, the time. It's not from the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because it is Ismun Jamid. Because it is Ismun Jamid. When you say the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, As-Sami', okay, the all-hearing, is that Jamid? When I mean Jamid, it means doesn't move, nothing comes from it. Just stays there. It's just As-Sami', nothing comes from it. Is that it? What comes from it? The attribute of what? Hearing. As for time, what comes from it? Well, nothing. It's Jamid. Nothing is derived from it. So based upon that, it is known, based upon what we've studied and what we've affirmed, it's known that this cannot be from the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's names are what? Titles and description. And this is a title but not description. Fimtum. And therefore, back to the first principle, it's not what? Husna. It's not husna. Okay. So the Shaykh said, لِأَنُهُ إِسْمُ جَامِدُ وَلَا يَتَدَمَّنْ مَعْنَا يَلِّيقُهُ بِالْأَسْمَاءِ الْحُسْنَى وَلِأَنَّهُ إِسْمٌ لِلْوَقْتِ وَالزَّمَنِ قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَنْ مُنْكِرِ الْبَعْثِ وَقَالُوا مَا هِيَ إِلَّا حَيَاتُنَا الدُّنْيَا نَمُوتُ وَنَحْيَا وَمَا يُهْلِكُنَا إِلَّا الدَّارِ. نعم. يُرِيدُونَ مُرُورُ اللَّيَالِ وَالْأَيَامِ. نعم. So the Shaykh now goes into this issue of الدَّهَر. And he's brought this example of time so we can fully understand the meaning of having titles and descriptions. He said that this obviously does not contain pure husna. He doesn't contain pure perfect beauty. So therefore it cannot be from the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says rather the meaning of this is time. Is what? It's time. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said regarding those who denied the resurrection, he says, and they say, this is it's nothing except our life in this world. We die and we come back to life. Nothing destroys us except time. Nothing destroys us except time. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, after that, وَمَا لَهُمْ بِذَٰلِكَ مِنْ عِلْمٍ إِنْ هُمْ إِلَّا يَظَنُّونَ. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and for they have no knowledge in what they're saying. That claim, where they said that nothing destroys us except time. They have no knowledge in what they're saying. But rather it is conjecture, yani it's guesswork. It is what? Guesswork. And that's in Surah Al-Jathiyah, verse number 24. Okay, now this verse we have some benefits. Okay, who can repeat the verse for me? English or Arabic? English, Allah. Who can repeat the verse for me? Okay, no problem. وقالوا قالوا قالوا Ascent. English. I need you to be with me with this ayah. Fadl akhi. What's the English translation of that verse? They say it's nothing but this life. Come back to life. No, they said nothing destroys us except for time. Okay. And Allah says after that they do not have knowledge. They do not have knowledge for that which they were are saying. They just what? Conjecture, which is yani guesswork. Okay. Now in this ayah we have many benefits. Okay. The first benefit is that the obligation of having iman in the resurrection. The first benefit that we take from this verse is the obligation of having iman in the what? Resurrection. Having certain iman and belief in the resurrection. The second benefit that we can take from this verse is that Allah, that those people who claim, it's a refutation against those people that claim that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name is time. It's those people that claim, it's a refutation against them, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name is time. Why is this a refutation? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was disparaging them when they said that time does not, we're not destroyed except by time. If they meant if it was Allah, Allah wouldn't disparage them. Shall I say again? Okay, in this verse, Allah is disparaging them. He's speaking about them in a blameworthy way. Okay, he's telling them off, rebuking them. That's the word. Thank you. He's rebuking them by saying that they are saying that only time destroys us. Would Allah rebuke them if time was Allah? Because who's the one that takes their life? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is a refutation against those that say that time is from the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number one is jamid. Number one is what? It has no derivation. It's not derived. Nothing can be derived from it, which means it's not husna, which means there's no sifat and so forth. Secondly is what? In this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rebukes them for saying that time is the cause of their destruction. But rather the destruction is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if it was time was Allah, Allah wouldn't rebuke them. Allah wouldn't rebuke them. It's blameworthy. So Allah's rebuking them not only for that reason as well. Ahsant. Another reason why Allah's rebuking them, as Abdurrahman ibn Sa'di, rahmatullahi alayhi, mentioned, is because who's the cause of time? Who's the cause of time? Allah. So you are cursing time, and that is from the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Time. So in that regard, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, let us subu dahr fa inna Allahu ad-dahr. Do not curse time, because verily Allah is time. يُقَلِّبُ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ. In this hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Jazakallah khair for reminding me, in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is the hadith al-Qudsi, where he says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, do not curse time, because verily I am time. I alternate the night and day. I alternate the night and day. So people may think Allah said that he is time. Is that what it means here? Allah explained it. He said he alternates the night and day. Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen, rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, how can the alternated be the alternator? What's time? Night and day. So it's alternated, yes or no? Who alternates it? How can the alternated be the alternator? Possible? Is it possible? So therefore, that which is intended here is that time is from Allah. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alternates the night and day and so forth. So therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not ad-dahr. He's not the time. And this is a refutation against the Dahriya. It's a group who claim that. And also, it's again clarification that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from that all of his names subhanahu wa ta'ala are titles and descriptions. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.